You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
You're listening to an OTT Play podcast, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hear this.
Wait a minute.
This is OTT Play. OTT Play. Now you know.
The live-action adaptation of the hit manga and anime series One Piece premiered on Netflix last week. Much to the delight of its faithful fans, the series received plaudits, unlike previous anime adaptations such as Death Note and Cowboy Bebop, which received divided reviews. The live-action tale of Luffy and the Straw Hat Pirates offers a compelling story, stunning visuals, scintillating action sequences, and the franchise's trademark humor. For this episode of Now You Know, we take a look at lesser-known facts about the latest adaptation of One Piece.
Trivia 1.
The Japanese manga series One Piece was created by Eiichiro Oda in 1997. The manga series was initially planned to run for just 5 years, but the manga's popularity and Oda's knack for creating more captivating tales and new characters led to a tankobon or standalone book with 106 volumes, and it is still an ongoing manga series even after 25 years. The manga led to the creation of the critically acclaimed animated series in 1999 as well as the new live-action series. Did you also know that the franchise creator Eiichiro Oda gifted prominent cast members with custom shirts to commemorate their casting announcement? Each shirt features illustrations of their respective characters.
Trivia 2.
As one would expect from any significant anime or manga adaptation, the live-action version of One Piece is also available in Japanese. The original Japanese voice cast of the anime reprised their roles for the latest Netflix adaptation, including Mayumi Tanaka as Luffy, Kazuya Nakai as Zoro, Kepei Yamaguchi as Usopp, Akemi Okamura as Nami, and Hiroiki Hirata as Sanji, among others.
Trivia 3.
One of the best and most significant storylines in the new series is set at the mansion of Kaya and Syrup Village on the Gecko Islands. Eagle-eyed viewers would have noticed the trompe-eye murals in the hallway of the mansion, showcasing ships for people to purchase from Kaya's shipyard. Did you also know that most of the ships, including Going Merry, Ms. Love Duck, Barati, Red Force, and Garup's ship, were actually built in Cape Town, South Africa? Cape Town was also among the primary filming locations for the series.
Trivia 4.
The character Yuta, a rival and childhood friend of Luffy, was originally part of the script for the live-action adaptation. However, a fan who was present on set pointed out that a younger version of Yuta was not part of the original storyline when her adoptive father, Shanks, gave his iconic straw hat to Luffy. Her character was therefore cut from the first season of the Netflix series.
Trivia 5.
Sanji is one of the most popular characters in the One Piece franchise, and the character is played by Taz Kailar in the Netflix adaptation. Did you know that franchise creator Eiichiro Oda originally named the character Naruto? Oda decided to change the name to Sanji when he discovered that Naruto would be the name of another manga series and its titular hero. It appears that Oda may have acted decisively, as Naruto would go on to become one of the most recognizable names in manga and anime.
Trivia 6.
Another fan favorite character who underwent last-minute alterations is Roronoa's Zoro, played by Japanese-American actor Mekken Yu. Zoro was originally supposed to be an antagonist who was part of the Buggy Pirates as the personal bodyguard of their captain Buggy the Star Clown. Considering Zoro's tragic backstory, this possible character arc could have also proved to be compelling. However, Eiichiro Oda decided to make Zoro a pirate hunter who would eventually go on to become the second in command in Luffy's crew. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nick Hill signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack, fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.